You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're at the Game On Accessible Gaming Evening at the National Museum of Scotland in partnership with RNIB and Triple Tap Tech. And I'm joined by Fraser from Triple Tap Tech, who has helped to set up a room full of accessible gaming equipment. So Fraser, can you tell us about Triple Tap Tech for people that might not know what you do?
Of course. So Triple Tap Tech is a charity that myself and Graham set up back in 2018 in order to help people with visual impairment access and use all forms of technology. As I said in the speech lines there, that could be something as simple as listening to an audiobook or talking newspaper, all the way through to the latest and greatest smartphones, tablets, PCs, computers, you name it. We know how to work it. We also focus on bespoke technology too, so that's technology designed specific for visual impairments. So that could be stuff like the Orcam or in your pocket phone or Blindshell Classic 2. So we've got a wide knowledge of accessible equipment. And as part of that, we have the Scottish Accessible Tech Centre based in Bath Street in Glasgow. And people can come into that office and try out everything, find out what's going to work for them, but more importantly, find out what's not going to work for them, so they're not spending hundreds or thousands of pounds on a very expensive ornament.
Yeah, and since you started in 2018, we've had the lockdown, we've had massive developments in gaming and big changes and a much wider effort for tech to be made more accessible. What do you think has been one of the most exciting things for you to happen in gaming since you founded in 2018?
So definitely it's been big leaps when it comes to accessible gaming, especially over the past 10-15 years. When it first came out, when I got into gaming in the 90s, there was no accessibility built into the games. If you wanted to make the screen bigger, you had to hold a magnifier over the screen. It was very limited, especially for people with sight loss, hearing loss, etc. Over the years, that slowly but surely started to improve. It's still not 100% great than now, but it's massively better than what it was. The biggest leap has probably came since the start of 2020. Where games have introduced features such as high contrast mode, which again simplifies the graphics on the screen and lets people see the important aspects on the screen than all the fancy 4K graphics that most games show on it. And again, that just, if you've got low vision, that takes your eye to where it needs to be focused on the screen or the area that you need to be interacting with. For people with no vision, the biggest leap forward in some games, again, it's only certain games that support this, is 3D audio or adaptive audio, and that's where you can actually navigate around the game with listening to what's going on. So that could be if you're out in the countryside, it could be a river going by, if you're fighting an invasion army, it could be the certainty of the swords and the horses running, etc. So you can hear that sound, the direction that it's coming from, and then use audio cues to then interact with what you need to be doing.
And you mentioned as well in your speech downstairs how, especially over lockdown, lots of parents were getting in touch and saying that their blind and partially sighted kids weren't able to enjoy and socialise as much as their sighted peers because of the lack of accessible features. That's obviously one really important reason we need more accessibility in gaming, but what are some of the other reasons it stands out to you as being such an important thing?
So nowadays everything's sort of done digitally or electronically. So especially with the younger generations, I'm not saying my age, but with the younger generations, that's how they can socialise, that's how they can spend time with their friends. And more importantly, if they are maybe having stressful situations, that's where they can escape for that for a wee while. So it's a bit of a safe space for them, and particularly kids need that safe space to access. So being able to interact with their peers, being able to interact with other gamers was a major challenge, as there was no way they could do that. From the start of the Xbox One S or the PlayStation 4, accessibility was slowly introduced in that, where they had a screen reader that would take them through menus, or again the high contrast and the way to alter the text and the visuals on the screen. So with having that, that's then enabled them to use their features to interact on some level with their peers. And again, they're moving forward. All their consoles are a lot more accessible these days. They've got a screen readers built into them and screen enhancements. And a lot of games themselves have got specific features built into them, such as mentioned, like audio cues or 3D sound, in order to make the game accessible. And then taking that to the next level, There's games now that's also designed specifically for people with visual impairments, particularly on tablets. It's 1001, so I won't go through them all, but you can find that on the Triple Tap Techs website. But on sort of PlayStations and Xbox and even Nintendo Switch and gaming PCs, one of the particular ones is called The Veil Shadow of the Crown. And what, not that I'm sponsored with them, but what that does, it's a game that only uses 3D audio to, again, navigate around. So at the start of the game, you're a princess and your carriage gets attacked. So you need to try and find your way back home. But again, there's an invasion army, as there always is in these games. And stuff happens throughout the journey. I won't spoil it for anyone. So I get all this, again, it's just done through sound. There's no actual any visuals on the screen. So it's good that the developers are taking that step and trying to move forward, especially for a visual impaired community.
Yeah, and we'll shortly be heading into the Game On exhibition, which has a lot of really influential, important games. Are there any specific ones you personally are really excited to give a go or that you remember nostalgically?
For me, it's got to be Sonic the Hedgehog. That's the game that I grew up on playing. I've still played to this day when I've sort of got a spare 5-10 minutes. So that's my favourite one. But another one for nostalgia has got to be the Guitar Hero game. So if I get time this evening, I'm going to go down and see if I can get the high score on it.
Amazing. And aside from getting to play some really fun games and connecting with your childhood, what is exciting for you as Triple Tap Tech about this night and everyone coming together to celebrate gaming in this way?
So the main thing about this night is making people aware that just because you have got a visual impairment doesn't mean that you need to stop gaming if you've developed it. Or if you have been born with a visual impairment, doesn't mean that you can't participate with friends and family in the gaming environment. That's something that's totally doable today. And it's just a matter of trying to get that information out to the general public so that they're aware of this. As with all accessibility settings, when it comes to smartphones, computers, etc., even smart TVs, it's kind of a hidden feature that people aren't aware about. And when you go and say, oh, you can do this on your TV, or you can do this on your console, and you hit do on the remote control, and all of a sudden it opens up a new world of possibilities for them. So that's the major outcome that I hope for this evening, is just to make it more aware that this is something that is doable.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Fraser, from Triple Tap Tech for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And where's the best place for people to learn about Triple Tap Tech and read some of your gaming and console reviews?
Cool. So the best place for Triple Tap Tech is our website. So if you go to tripletaptech.org, it'll take you to our homepage. From our homepage, you can then navigate to the accessible gaming area of the website. And it's got a list of accessibility guides and all the different consoles. It's got reviews of certain games, how to set games up to be accessible, and even peripherals too, so different accessible controls and that. You can find out a wee bit more about. For general accessibility and devices, you can find that out if you go to the guide section on it. And there's a guide there of how to set up accessibility in smartphones, tablets, Amazon Alexa. Again, you name it, we probably have a guide for it. And if we don't, just let us know and we'll create one.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Fraser, from Triple Tap Tech, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.